This is Dreamwalker 1960. As a reminder, you can read the transcripts of all my podcasts at dreamwalker1960.com. You can use most podcast platforms if you wish to listen. All you need to do is do a search for Dreamwalker 1960. Most assume that all they have to do and say is they believe in Jesus Christ and they will enter into heaven. This is the furthest thing from the truth. Matthew 5:17-19. Do not think that I come to destroy the law or the prophets. I do not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For assuredly I say to you, till heaven and earth pass away, one jot or one tittle will by no means pass from the law till all is fulfilled. Whosoever therefore breaks one of the least of the commandments and teaches men so shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever does and teaches them, he shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever does and teaches them shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever does and teaches. 1 Peter 2:1-5. Therefore, laying aside all malice, all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and all evil speaking, as newborn babes, desire the pure milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. If indeed you have tasted that the Lord is gracious, coming to him as to a living stone, rejected indeed by men, but chosen by God and precious, you also, as living stones, are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. And how do these quote-unquote spiritual sacrifices manifest? To answer that, we should look at what is not acceptable to God. Galatians 5:19-21. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you before, as I have told you in the past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Therefore, when we strive to reflect God through the Holy Spirit, what should we be manifesting? Galatians 5:22-23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. Most don't realize that even though we seek after being a reflection of Jesus Christ, which is only accomplished through works by faith, as taught in the second chapter of James 14-26. What does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister is naked and destitute of the daily food, and one of you says to them, depart in peace, be warmed and filled, but you do not give them the things which are needed for the body, what does it profit? Thus, also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. But someone will say, you have faith, and I have works. Show me your faith without works, and I will show you my faith by my works. You believe that there is one God. You do well. Even the demons believe and tremble. But do you want to know, O foolish man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered Jacob his son on the altar? Do you see that faith was working together with his works, and by works faith was made perfect? And the scripture was fulfilled, which says, Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. You see then that a man is justified by works and not by faith only? Likewise, was not Rahab the harlot also justified by works when she received the messengers and sent them out another way? For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. I know most, especially those that call themselves quote-unquote Christians, refuse to accept this truth. Here is the thing, just so you understand. Look at what is said earlier in Galatians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18. I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. This means if we are led by the flesh, we are under the law. Our life is a constant struggle between our flesh and our spirituality, between those items of the world which entice and attract us to this temporal existence, while struggling to be a reflection of Christ so we can spend eternity in the service of God. It is the people of this world that distract most that seek to follow Christ. It proves that the verses of Galatians chapter 5 to be true, going one way then the other, a constant and ongoing struggle within our minds. It is something that we all struggle with. Any who deny this are fooling themselves, and this is even addressed in the Bible. 1 John chapter 1 verses 8 through 10. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. This is also something that many who wish to deny the existence of God use as an excuse not to pursue godliness, because Christians mess up. They slip and stumble. The moment they do this is fuel in the fire for those that wish to continue to live in sin. They use it as an excuse to continue to live their lives as they see fit, all because the Christian messed up. Those Christians that do mess up do something that should cause confusion to those that wish to continue to sin. The Christian confesses their sin openly. They also ask for forgiveness from anyone involved, especially God. For as is shown in 1 John, God through Christ will forgive us if we are sincere and we also do our best not to continue in sin. Seeking sanctification is a lifetime journey. It requires the person professing to be a servant of Christ to seek to follow the teachings of Jesus Christ. Again, works through faith in God through Jesus Christ. This again is where most refuse to go, for this type of lifestyle is too much to bear. Why? because as the saying goes, they wish to have their cake and eat it too. However, it is made clear they are not welcome in the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 7:21-23. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter in the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. Those who practice lawlessness are those that refuse to follow the teachings and the commandments not removed by Christ going to the cross. Once again, something most don't want to hear or accept, especially from those that say it is by faith alone. They refuse to acknowledge this truth because it would mean that they have been taught and how they have been taught to live was based upon a lie. Well, that is because that is exactly what it is, a lie. This is why Peter was led by the Holy Spirit to write this. 2 Peter 2:20-22. For if after they escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ their Savior, they are again entangled in them and overcome, the latter end is worse for them than the beginning. For it would have been better for them not to know, to have known the way of righteousness, than having known it to turn from the holy commandment delivered to them. But it has happened to them according to the true proverb, a dog returns to his own vomit, and a sow, having washed, to their wallowing in the mire. Why I use this verse, because if you truly believe in Jesus Christ, you are saved. However, as shown in these verses, you can lose said salvation. Romans 10:1-13 of the Amplified. Brethren, with all my heart's desire and goodwill for Israel, I long and pray to God that they may be saved. I bear them witness that they have a certain zeal and enthusiasm for God, but it is not enlightened and according to correct and vital knowledge. For being ignorant of the righteousness that God ascribed, which makes one acceptable to him in word, thought, and deed, aka works, and seeking to establish a righteousness, a means of salvation of their own, they did not obey or submit themselves to God's righteousness. For Christ is the end of the law, the limit at which it ceases to be, for the law leads up to him who is the fulfillment of its type, and in him the purpose which it was designed to accomplish is fulfilled. That is, the purpose of the law is fulfilled in him as the means of righteousness, right relationship to God, for everyone who trusts in and adheres to and relies on him. For Moses writes that the man who can practice the righteousness, perfect conformity to God's will, which is based on the law with all its intricate demands, shall live by it. But the righteous, based on faith input by God and bringing right relationship with him, says, do not say in your heart, who will ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down, or will you descend into the abyss, that is to bring Christ up from the dead, as if we could be saved by our own efforts. But what does it say? The word, God's message in Christ, is near you, on your lips and in your heart. That is the word, the message, the basis and object of faith which we preach. Because if you acknowledge and confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord, and in your heart believe, adhere to, trust in, and rely on the truth that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart a person believes, adheres to, trusts in, and relies on Christ, and so is justified, declared righteous, acceptable to God, and with the mouth he confesses, declares openly, and speaks out freely his faith, and confirms his salvation, all works active, by the way. The scripture says, no man who believes in him, who adheres to, relies on, and trusts in him, will ever be put to shame or be disappointed. No one, for there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. The same Lord is Lord over all of us, and he generously bestows his riches upon all who call upon him in faith. For everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord, invokes him as Lord, will be saved. This part of Romans is directed to the tribes of Israel. However, most use it as an excuse not to follow the laws. This is not directed to those that profess to being Christian, but those that are the descendants of Abraham. Yes, I said that twice for a reason. Because we have to make people understand that insisting that all they need is faith alone makes the word of God itself a lie. However, there is truth found within that applies to all when it comes to accepting Christ as our Savior. Those that use it as an excuse not to follow the laws that are still present within the teachings of Christ and the Bible become the lawless and show that they choose to willingly surrender their salvation due to wishing to be in and of the world than to be a servant of Jesus Christ. Time is very quickly running out. If there has already been a mass disappearance of people, you must suffer the rejection and torment of the world, which will be emotionally and physically unto an earthly death. God bless.
Leave a mark, build a name for yourself. Dream your dreams, chase your heart above all else. Make a name the world remembers. But all an empty world can sell is empty dreams. I got lost in the lie that it was up to me to make a name the world remembers. But Jesus is the only name to remember. And I don't wanna leave a legacy. I don't care if they remember me. Only Jesus. And I've only got one life to live. I'll let every second point to him. Only Jesus. legacy. I don't care if they remember me. Only Jesus.